Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday and time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 16, I'm going to pick up reading in verse 4. But I have said these things to you that when their hour, that is those who are going to persecute you, comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father. And you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Notice in the text, Jesus has already said, everything the Father has revealed to me to give to you, I've revealed to you. All that the Father gives to me, I will lose none of them. Now I am going to give the Holy Spirit, and everything that we tell him, that is Father and Son tell him, he will tell you, and he will be with you. And he will uphold you. And he will take what we give him and give to you so that you will have all that the triune God desires for you to have in all of his glory and majesty. And then the Holy Spirit's got another ministry, and that's while he is in you, teaching you, comforting you, sealing you in Christ, growing you in Christ. He is also through you at work in the world. He is doing three things when he comes. He will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. He will convict them of their sin because he will manifest the fact that they don't believe in Jesus. He will convict them of righteousness because they will not come to the righteous one who has gone to the Father who intercedes for us. They will be convicted of judgment because they are serving the one whom Jesus brought judgment upon at the cross and defeated. Satan's not been destroyed, but he has been defeated by Jesus at the cross. Yet they continue to serve this defeated foe as if he is their Lord and he is their deliverer. So the world is serving Satan, even in their claims of secularism, pragmatism, materialism, humanism, whatever it is, they're actually doing the work of Satan, which he is a liar, a deceiver, and a murderer from the beginning. So they develop a culture of deceit, a culture of death, and will be slaves to it unless Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, convicts them of sin, of righteousness that's found only in Jesus Christ, and of eternal life by coming to the one who has ascended to heaven, victorious over Satan, over sin, over hell, and over the grave. So here is this glorious work of the Holy Spirit who is at work throughout this world. Now the Holy Spirit has come, and he will take all that the Son has given to him and give that to us. And Jesus will give to the Holy Spirit what the Father gave to him for us. And most of all, he will give to the Holy Spirit us, because the Father gave us to Jesus. And he will not lose one of us, but will raise us up on the last day. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will bring to glory all whom Jesus purchased at the cross. And what will the Holy Spirit do? He will glorify the Son in us and through us. So how do you know the Holy Spirit's at work in your life? You will glorify the Father by exalting the Son. That's how you know who's Spirit-filled. The Holy Spirit did not come for us to bear witness of Him. He came to set us free to bear witness of Jesus. And when we bear witness of Jesus, then the Father is glorified. We won't be with you on Fresh Bread tomorrow, so use tomorrow to prepare for worship. Then we'll come back to God's wonderful fresh bread, His Word. And we'll cut another slice on Monday from John chapter 16. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.